Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What is it, and why a new name?
Well, we don't know what the new name is, and that story from last night said that it's a very closely guarded secret internally that only a few people know about. So we're all waiting. If you were on Twitter last night, you probably saw a million people speculating and throwing out jokes as to what the new name would be. But I think the main reason here is you think about where Facebook is today versus where it was when it started. It owns a bunch of different services, and Facebook, the social network, is one of those. And so there has always been some confusion between Facebook, the product, and Facebook Inc., the company that owns WhatsApp and Instagram and Oculus as well. So I think there's part of a motivation here that's just clearing up confusion. And then, of course, the Facebook brand has not been very strong the last few years, as I'm sure you know. And maybe there's a feeling that it's time to finally move on from that.
Right. And you know, the confusion's been there for years. Interesting timing that, you know, they're going to do this now.
Absolutely. I mean, I saw some people saying, well, is this a response to, the Wall Street Journal story, the whistleblower that has come out? I don't think it is only because something this dramatic, if Facebook goes through with this, is not something you can just, you know, drum up in 2 weeks. I imagine this has been in the works or at least being discussed for a really long time, but this is not the latest, you know, this is the latest Facebook scandal. It's certainly not the only one. I mean, they've been going through all kinds of different drama around privacy and data collection and advertising now for years. So the timing is very interesting, and I think it'd be silly to say that it has nothing to do with all of the different scandals they've had.
So I've long wondered what's going to be next, you know, the next big thing after the World Wide Web. Is it perhaps the metaverse?
Well, that's what Mark Zuckerberg believes, and he clearly believes it very strongly. It's this idea that, you know, instead of necessarily going on the internet through our phone and through our laptop, we're going to be doing so through glasses, right? They're either going to be kind of like reading glasses or maybe virtual reality goggles. And this idea that you put those on and suddenly you're kind of entering the internet instead of just, browsing the internet. And so this is a big idea that he's been pushing now for a while. It's kind of started to pick up steam, obviously, and we expect that next week at this conference, it's going to be a huge theme for Facebook as they talk about kind of their augmented reality and virtual reality efforts.
You'll still be able to get there on your smartphone, though?
I think absolutely. I mean, certainly this is a long way off, right? I mean, you don't just suddenly, hand out a bunch of headsets to people and everyone for night. I think they see this as a decade plus long vision, right? But eventually, I think the hope is that, smartphones get replaced by some other type of handheld, no need to hold, right? A handless device like glasses, where you put on your face, you have your hands free, and you might be able to still kind of use the internet, but without having to look down and be immersed in a phone.
It'll be interesting to see if that actually catches on.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's a huge bet. I think there's a lot of people who probably thought the same thing about the idea of smartphones, right? Hey, why do I need the internet on my phone? I remember thinking that when I first got a smartphone. It seemed a little unnecessary, and now I'm glued to it all day long. So I'm not at all saying that this is a sure bet by any means, but, you know, there are people like Mark Zuckerberg who think about things on a much different time horizon than the rest of us, and this is clearly one of those examples.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.